This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us now on the hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3, the phone.
I know when that hotline
plays. One of our old buddies. One of the most creative, talented dudes that we've met in the world of sports. He's so many things, including an author, and he's in town with a chance for you to get a copy of his book, Dear Black Boy, autographed. He's going to be at the OG location of Half Price Records and Books at 5 o'clock today, and then he'll be in the Cliff at 7 o'clock at the Wild Detectives Bookstore. It is Martellus Bennett. How you doing, Marty B?
I'm doing great. Anytime I could be on the phone with you two guys, it's an amazing feeling.
Love it. Love it.
You're a very sweet man for saying that. You know we have a lot of respect and hold you in very high regard. So we want people to come out and get the book signed, but why don't you tell us a little bit about what the book is? Is this your third illustrated book? Is that right?
Yeah, this is my third one. This is the third one, and this one is this one is about the idea of how we look at the black boy and how the black boy looks at himself. Like, when you see a black boy, the first thing most people ask is, what sport do you play? So when a black boy sees themselves, they see the athlete. And this is about the world, how society sees the world and how society sees the black boy. How can we make that differently? And by the only way we can change the way society sees the black boy is by changing the way the black boy sees himself. So right here, this is really about a letter of encouragement, and that the biggest game that they will ever have to prepare for and that they will ever play in is the game of life. And how do we prepare for that? And they should go after that the same way they train. They should train for life the same way that they train for a game or to make it to the league.
Man, God bless you for that. That is really powerful. And I want to ask you this. What is the, like, age demographic or bracket for kiddos in this book?
I'm glad you asked that question, my friend. this book, actually, there is no age limit for this book. Right, because it's a letter. I've had men who read it and have said that it impacted them just as the same way when they're reading it to their kids. So it's kind of like all the places you'll go, whether you graduate in college or whether you're a young kid. It registers to all ages in general, especially because it's something that we're all dealing with. This is a lot. The book is a lot to unpack, so it's good to have a family member read it with the kid to unpack it with them and have a conversation. It's really a conversation starter about what's next for the for them and how they look at themselves and set goals.
Man, I dig this so much, and then I want to ask you another question. It sounds like it'd be a good book for white parents to read to white kids as well, so that you can kind of stop all of that in its tracks, and to that end, good for the parents to hear and great for the kids to learn.
Yes, I totally agree. I think it's very, like, through reading is how we learn empathy. And if you don't get to read about characters that's outside that look different for you, how can you empathize with those people in the real world? And all of that, and for kids, they're introduced to people who don't look like them through the media they consume and the books that they read. So this is what gives them a head start on that, too. Same thing with families who kids may have, who may have friends that don't look like them. You know what I'm saying? White kids may have black friends, and their situation may be different from theirs and how they can relate to them, and their parents will get a better understanding of it all.
We're talking to Martellus Bennett here on the Bennett and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I know you stay busy. Do you ever go over there and read any of those Players Tribune columns?
Yeah, I'm one of the creative directors at the Players Tribune.
Well, then I would imagine. Did you happen to check out the Kyle Korver one that was making the rounds at the end of last week?
I have not read that one just yet. I've been on this tour, so I've just been planning. I've been planning on reading. I heard a lot of good things about it.
And it's one of the things, it triggers a lot of different things, you know, and this is what you're talking about with your book, is when you can kind of read something and then step back and try to look at the whole landscape and why do we have the reactions we have and why do we have some of the thoughts that we have. And he was pretty honest in it and talking about just the way, and it's, I think, what your book kind of addresses, but images are continually reinforced through media, and sometimes you think certain ways without even thinking why you think those things. And so that happens on, for every different race, right? You have these gut reactions to things, but that's years of building up of being told certain things, and you have to critically analyze why you have those gut reactions in order to have sort of truer or realer reactions to those things when something big happens and everyone has these reactions.
Exactly, because if you think about it, it really just comes down to marketing. Everything's marketing. So if, you know, we start to believe in brands because of the marketing that's put behind brands. And if the marketing that you see behind the black boys or the other kids in the world is just the sports or them going to jail or being shot down in the media, that's what you consume. So that frames into your, that gets into your mind. Or if we watch movies and it's only about the struggle all the time, it's not really about escaping into worlds where you get to realize that black kids are just like you, but they like the movies that you get to see them in are so drastically different. You get Boys in the Hood, you get He Got Game, you don't get Harry Potter, you don't get Goonies, you don't get those things. So I think it's important because we take all those things in and we don't really realize how much we're consuming, and everything you do consume, it plays a role in how you think. So we got to be careful about the media that we're taking in and what we're consuming. It's no different from your body. The body is just like the mind. What we're consuming in our mind is what our mind would put out. What you put in your body is what you would put out, get out of it as well. That's why we're telling athletes, don't eat hamburgers and eat fast food. And right now, everyone's consuming the fast food of society with the media that is being put out.
You know, it's interesting the way you say that, consuming fast food with media. It really is that way in terms of, I feel like we all have attention deficit disorder and, okay, I only want to read the headline. I want 140 characters or whatever. I want to read it like that. I don't want to have to read the whole article. And then you kind of look at a picture, you read a headline, you're like, okay, got that. Don't need to read the whole thing. I feel like I'm guilty of that. We probably are all guilty of that instead of doing the deep dive into things. Is that basically what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think that we rely on just the cliff notes, right? And we don't feel like we have the time to really discover. We get the headline and we just shock. The headline is so shocking that we'd be like, oh, you don't have to read the whole story. You feel like you can figure out how it is because of the image and the caption underneath that picture. Because before there was images, there were just words. So everyone had to read. Right, but then they start introducing pictures with words, and now we get a picture is worth 1,000 words. But if we don't get the words, we don't get the whole story. We make up the story for ourselves. So all the pictures and images that we take in, our mind plays goes back like a movie. So yeah, I think that people should dive into all types of things and educate themselves and really figure it out before they judge. You know, you got to get all the information before you decide what is right and what is wrong and how you feel about things.
Talking to Martellus Bennett here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So once the book was finished and you went out and started doing the book tour and interacting with people, did you learn anything or gain anything from this process of going out and interacting with people about the book?
Yes. As I've been traveling, the one thing I realized is that a lot of young black kids have a lot of thirst to be better and to see themselves in different roles. So my whole thing is, how can I introduce them to all the possibilities and all the opportunities, right? A lot of times we already know what they could do in basketball, football, because we see it on TV. They see themselves getting drafted. They see themselves, whether it's NBA, and it's glorified. Then those are rags to riches stories, and those stories are the same as the stories of these kids, so they feel like that's something that's feasible. So the NBA is 65% black. The 75% black, the NFL is 65% black, the tech industry is 7% black. You know, so only like 2% of the people that work at Facebook are black, so you don't get to see yourself in these films. If you think about all the major companies, the CEOs or the people on the stages, they don't look like us. So how can you feel like you could become those things if no one has done it yet? That's why people like Obama have been very important. That's why Ryan Coogler is very important. Jordan Peele is very important. Peter Ramsey is very important. All these different people in the crafts and the arts and the creatives, and I think the world is more beautiful when the black boy dreams bigger.
Man, I love this so much, and I think this is what we need more of, man. We just need to get everybody on the same page and everybody looking at things with an open mind and realizing the differences between people and the similarities between people at the same time. So this is fantastic. Martellus Bennett joining us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. His new book, Dear Black Boy, he'll be signing those half-price books at Northwest Highway tonight at 75 and Northwest Highway at 5 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, The Wild Detectives at the Wild Detective Store in Oak Cliff. So that's fantastic. Anything else you want folks here in DFW to know about your book and why they should come see you tonight?
I think it's not really about the book so much. It's really about the philosophy to start engaging them in these stories and the idea of what they could really do and prosper. Like, every kid is important, but they need to be told they're important, and they also they need to be shown how important they are. It's one thing to tell them, but it's another thing to show them. So how can we show them that they're important to us all? Every single kid matters, and they are the landscape of our tomorrow. So we need to raise more creative kids. We need more creatives because, one, I need a flying car. Just be selfish about it all.
But secondly,
is like without imagination, you cannot create solutions. Right? We cannot dream up solutions for major problems. And these kids are the problem solvers of our tomorrows, right? We have problems today that these young kids are going to solve. So how can we continue to groom them and raise them? And other than that, you know, like continuously, I'm constantly building and teaching about ownership as well. Like when my company have no investors, I invest in myself. That's why I played in the NFL, to be able to do these type of things and build my own company. This is my legacy. The football was just a side hustle.
Love it, dude. And hey, obviously, we enjoyed having a relationship with you and talking sports with you, but this is way bigger than all that. And so to that end, here in Dallas-Fort Worth, if you ever need anywhere to go to talk about any of these initiatives you got cooking, we're 100% on board and invested. So just consider this a platform available to you at any time you desire, man.
I appreciate it. You guys have been my friends since I came into the NFL, so you're one of the people in Dallas that didn't really turn on me. You said some bad things about me from time to time, but you were just doing your job. I'm okay with that.
We'll get into that at another time. But, we got love for you, man, and we're proud of you, and you're kicking serious butt. And so we want to wish you much continued success. And anything you ever need, just say the word, and we're happy to promote anything you got cooking.
All right, that's the Super Bowl champ. Yeah, I didn't think I would be the Super Bowl champ, but I'm the Super Bowl champ now. Go Cowboys.
All right, man. Take care. There he goes. Martellus Bennett. He's going to hear him laughing. He's going to be at Half Price Book at Northwest Highway and 75 at 5 and at 7. The Wild Detectives in Oak Cliff. He'll be there signing his book, Dear Black Boy. Fantastic stuff from Marty B. We certainly appreciate that.